Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Today's cattle market's giving back some of yesterday's gains. The feeder cattle are the weakest contract here. January down $1.30 at $143.45. That contract's starting to wind down here in about the next 2 weeks. And it's right in line with where the feeder cattle index is. The feeder cattle index yesterday was at $144.44. And now the January feeders are now below that at $143.47. So a little bit of a difference there. On out in March and April, they're down about $1 to $1.40. Live cattle are giving back earlier gains. Yesterday, the cattle market, live cattle market, went and made new life of the contract highs, and they continued with some follow through today. The Goldman roll, index roll, was over Monday, so they were selling the February and buying everything out further out in the future. When that stopped, it looks like there was a little bit of a short squeeze, since they were no longer selling the February. And on top of that, you've got this cold weather, severe cold weather forecasted here, which is going to prohibit any weight gains and maybe some logistical issues there. Cash market's relatively undeveloped at this point. Earlier in the week, we were maybe looking, or last week was 122 to 124, so maybe we'll get some 125 or higher just due to this futures market rally the first part of this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
The grain futures are mixed today. We have beans down about a half cent. Corn is up 2 cents, and then the wheats are mixed here. Kansas City's steady to a half lower, while Chicago's slightly higher. South Korea overnight was buying wheat and corn. Several different tenders going on there. It looks like somewhere around 240,000 metric tons of the two combined. So that was a pretty good buy here. And then there's another story overnight that says Iran is looking to buy up to 900,000 metric tons of different varieties of corn for their own livestock, for their domestic feeding operation. They're having a hard time doing it with all the new the finance problems that Iran's having, but that's a pretty big chunk of corn they're out looking to buy. And then yesterday, NOPA came out with the December crush number. They crushed 171.7 million bushels. They were expecting somewhere around 170.2. So soybean demand is actually better for the month of December than was expected. And that'd be a record. Last year, it was about 166.5 million bushels. So roughly 5 million bushels more than what we saw last year at the same time. Natural gas right now sold back off. It's about 20 cents off the high. There's a 10-day to 2-week forecast here of extremely cold weather lifting those gas futures and making them extremely volatile. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.